This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio as we do our little sound-off, which is not even a little sound-off, it's a big sound-off. We're not going to downplay this anymore. This is a big thing. This is a big sound-off where we just sound off. And we do this twice a week now, so it's pretty exciting because Lord knows sounding off just once a week is not nearly enough. We're doing it twice now. So this is a very fun time of the year for me. I don't know about y'all, but I really like this stretch of time. Some people hate the holidays, sort of that Thanksgiving to Christmas, if you will, New Year's period. I'm not like a big, huge holiday type person where I'm going out, I'm celebrating, I'm doing all these 100 million things. But I don't mind the holidays. Are you a holiday person? Just a curious, Mary Goulet?
Living in San Diego, I like the cooler weather at this time of year. And you're like
62.
Right? A little bit more inclement weather.
Partly cloudy.
And I looked outside and the wind came up from the ocean so strong it blew one of my screens off the window.
Ooh, party at Mary's house.
We will rebuild.
We will be stronger because of it. Are you a big holiday Percy, Richie? Richie. That's funny.
I actually love the holidays for a few reasons. One is the obvious, you know, you get to see more friends and family. It just seems like that's how you get together. Mm-hmm. That's the obvious one. But also, especially this year, I feel like it's a time to get momentum while everyone else is chilling out.
Oh, I love that too. You know? Yes.
And that combined with...
Everybody's coasting. Richie is ramping it up.
I'm trying to get going into 2017 with momentum.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So here we are. Thanksgiving. Man, I will say it is my favorite meal of the year. Like, hands down, it is my favorite meal of the year. And Thanksgiving leftovers, if we had leftovers for 2 weeks, I would eat those leftovers for 2 weeks. Like, no problem at all.
So is it your favorite meal because you're sitting around eating all day, or do you really like... hey Wade, what's going on with the mic?
I know, right? I think Wade's got us okay. But there we go. Now you're back. You are back. Yes.
So do you really like turkey? Like, because I mean, people say that, oh yeah, it's my favorite meal of the year, and it's like, yeah, how come you don't order turkey any other day of the year?
It's a legitimate question. I will be one of those people who will go into a diner and I will get the open faced turkey thingy with the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the cranberries. But for me, it's all about the cranberries. Like there is no thing. And not like real cranberry. I want the jar, like the can. I want the can of the goop. The stuff that like, and the best part about it is like when you open up the top and then you just crack a little hole on the bottom of that thing and then it goes.
So do you like it with the cranberries in it or just the jelly?
Oh, just the jelly, dude. Just the jelly.
Bug.
All right, so Thanksgiving, I thought we would talk about some of the fun things here around Thanksgiving in the spirit of the holiday. First of all, do you know, and we're going to do a little quiz here today. Do you know when it was actually declared a national holiday? Do you know in what year Thanksgiving was actually declared to be a national holiday? Do you know that answer?
I'm thinking.
What do you think? Wait, do you know?
1507.
That was do we even have a government in 1507?
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, no.
1742. No, that was
right?
Columbus.
No, when was the first 1776? That was the year we started, right? So it had to have been at least after that, people.
I presume around the Civil War.
The Civil War was what, 1800 something?
Yeah,
something like that. You can tell how much I paid attention in history. All right, so Rich, what year do you think it was actually declared a national holiday and also declared to be the fourth Thursday in November? No matter what happens, it's always going to be the fourth Thursday in November. And thank God, Mary Goulet, it's not the third Thursday, because then you couldn't do it because you'd be out volunteering. But what year? What do you think?
I'd guess somewhere later. I would say somewhere later, like after the Great Depression or something like
that. It is after the Great Depression. 1941. 1941 was the year it was actually declared to be a national holiday. Now, here's one of those funny Thanksgiving facts. Oh, boy.
Got to get consumption up.
I didn't know if you knew this. I certainly didn't know this until I read it. Did you know that turkeys can actually have heart attacks? Like, they literally can have heart attacks. You know how they found this out?
Because on Wednesday they're all finding them dead.
Yeah, right.
So here's how they found out that turkeys can actually have heart attacks. When the Air Force was conducting test runs and breaking the sound barrier, fields of turkeys were dropped.
Seriously, all it was?
All it was. Like, oh my God. So that's how they figured it out.
That's
isn't that crazy? Like, okay, so here's the deal. When we're testing our planes, we've got to look at the flight path, and we've got to make 100% sure that we are not testing anywhere near turkey farms.
Now it all makes sense. This was probably testing flights 1941. Coincidence that was what was coming right around the corner.
Yep.
Someone's right? Gonna eat those turkeys.
So someone had to eat all those turkeys. Right. Now.
No, I'm not going to kill them. Are you okay? I'm not going to kill them. You
they're
kill
like,
them.
This will be the thing we'll use as the bird. They're already here, ready. It all comes full circle now.
All right. So speaking of like really strange things, and I am scared to death of this. And you can tell me if you've ever partooked. I have not. Have you? Turducken. Is that like, have you ever had turducken? Do you even know what I'm talking about?
A turkey and a duck?
And what? A chicken.
No, come on.
Yes.
No, you're wrecking my meal.
Wait.
You never even heard of it, Mary?
Wait, on the farm. Did you guys ever have turducken? Like, did you just take a turkey and a duck and a chicken and just stuff it all on one plate at one point? Yeah?
Even we weren't that crazy.
Even you weren't that crazy. So a turducken is a turkey stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken. It originated in Louisiana.
Of course.
It's a deboned turkey stuffed with a deboned duck, which itself is stuffed with a small deboned chicken. The cavity of the chicken and the rest of the gaps are filled with, at the very least, a highly seasoned breadcrumb mixture, although some versions have a different stuffing for each bird. That is right there on a plate is everything that is wrong with America.
It's so incestuous.
It's like,
that visual.
Incestuous,
is like,
no, that's crossing breeds. That's not incestuous. That would have been if it was a turka.
Can we get off this subject?
I believe it would be gluttonous or something of that nature,
oh, yeah,
right?
That's just
we
like,
got people who cannot eat, who cannot like put a piece of pie, like they cannot, they have nothing. And we're like, what can we do with all of this food that we have? I know.
Yeah.
Let's stuff one really delicious thing inside of another really delicious thing
and
inside
then
of
wrap
another.
Wrap it with bacon.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
so
now we're talking.
All right.
I deep fried ham before. That was amazing.
Wait, like in one of those big like thingies where you
turkey.
Dip it in?
Yeah, we did the turkey and then we did the ham. Everyone thought we were crazy for the ham. I was like, well, think about it. It's going to be like a big, gigantic piece of bacon.
Right? That's so true, man.
Let's just do this. All right, everyone was happy we did it.
Wait, but those things, those deep fryers, those things where you take the bird and you submerge it into the oil and you deep fry it, those things are like really, really, really dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Like
we did it right under some wood stairs. It was really smart.
Under wood stairs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I put some cardboard down, which was probably even smarter, right, to ignite the wood stairs above. But, hey.
Kindling's needed.
Kindling, right? So, but those things explode because what some people do is they take it from the store.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Where it's frozen.
Oh.
And they put it in there thinking, oh, it'll just cook it quicker. And the water.
Yeah.
Combines with the oil and the thing just explodes.
Turkey goes
everywhere.
Whole new meaning to ducking.
Oh, my God. All right, so.
And just yes, real wait. Quick, yes. I think there had to have been alcohol involved with the invention of the turducken.
Man, for sure. All right, quick quiz. Black Friday, right? So do you, we'll just do this quick because we're running out of time. Do you do Black Friday shopping, yes or no?
No.
No. Richie Ote, do you do Black Friday shopping?
I do Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Wait. Do you do...
I hate people,
so there you go. All right, so do you know where the term Black Friday stemmed from? Do you know what this... Like, where did the term come from? How did it start? Do you know, Mary Goulet?
No, I do not.
White Wade, do you know?
No.
Because I think Richie Rich might know. Do you know?
I could take a guess, but
take
probably
a guess.
Wrong.
What do you think? What do you think Black Friday stems from?
I would say it probably maybe something to do with the stores were usually black that day or something. Like, they didn't open that day. And
Close. It has to do with the stores. So what it is if you are in accounting and you are operating in the red, you are losing money. So Black Friday is the day that retailers move from operating traditionally, not Amazon or the like. I'm sure they make money. Well, actually, Amazon never turned a profit. That's a discussion for another day. But they move from not being profitable to being profitable. Therefore, they move into the black as of
the day after Thanksgiving. That's cool. That's a cool story.
So what's scary, though, is they operate traditionally for 11 and a half plus months, losing money upside down. And if that holiday season doesn't do what it's supposed to do for them, then they're hosed for that whole year. But that is where the term Black Friday came from.
So just in case you ever wondered. So what about Cyber Monday? How'd that one come up?
that was like, I'm thoroughly convinced, like all those holidays, like Mother's Day, Father's Day, all those things are like Hallmark creations. That is like an Amazon creation right there, period, end story.
But now what happens is I got a Best Buy Black Friday special on a Sunday.
They're starting earlier and earlier. Right. Like they're Easter. We're going to start like Black Friday is going to start like on Easter.
Right.
All right. So wait, I know you were hoping that the turkey was going to be the national bird. And actually, Benjamin Franklin wanted the national bird to be the turkey. And you know who else wanted the national bird to be the turkey?
No.
The turkeys.
Yes, exactly.
The turkeys are like,
go
Jesus.
Eat an eagle,
we wanted
people.
Benjamin Franklin, right? Oh, man. Do something else other than eat turkey, please.
I mean, we're already used to eating duck. Why didn't we just have...
I know. Here we go. All right, guys. Well, happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. Big love to you. Gratitude for everyone who's been rating and reviewing the show and joining us live. We love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving from Mary Golay, Rich Roche, White Wade, and myself, Steve Ulsher. We will talk to you guys next time here on The Sound Off on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.